From NPR Music, you're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. The man who made the best world music CD of 2007 died Saturday evening. Andy Palacio was just 47 years old. The cause of death was a massive stroke and a heart attack. Andy Palacio was from the Central American country of Belize. His musical mission was to keep alive the culture and the Garifuna language that he loved so much. This national hero of Belize put their culture on the map with his remarkable music. If you've never heard the CD, Watana, I'd like to take this sad occasion to play something glorious. This song title translates as In Times to Come.
Como kumaye, kiri wanyadiye, kumo kumaye, kiri wanyadiye, kumo kumaye.
The closing track to a remarkable CD by Andy Palacio. Andy Palacio died Saturday evening, the 19th of January. He was 47 years old. You can hear an interview from All Things Considered and host Melissa Block with Andy Palacio and a story about his sudden death and its impact on his country Belize at our website, npr.org. I'm not sure why I don't listen to Patti Larkin more often. When I hear her music, it really knocks me out. Her intricate guitar sounds fall perfectly on my ears. She stretches and experiments, but her music never feels experimental. And by that, I mean Patti Larkin distills her ideas to their essence. It doesn't seem to matter if she's playing bouzouki, banjo, baritone guitar, or toy organ. And she does play all that on her new CD called Watch the Sky. It was hard to pick a tune. They're all so good. But this one opens the new CD, and the song's called Phone Message. Patty Larkin's new CD is called Watch the Sky, and the song I played for you there is the opening track called Phone Message. You can tell a CD by its cover, at least I think so. And all you have to do is look at the cover art to the EP by Lightspeed Champion. It's a photograph of a very dark-skinned 20-something man with straight hair, lots of it. He's wearing a yellow vest and holding a rooster in the palm of his hand. The intriguing cover had me listening to the music of Dev Hynes, the singer, songwriter, and visionary behind Lightspeed Champion. Dev Hynes grew up in Houston, these days lives in London, and recorded his CD in Omaha, Nebraska. Omaha is where producer Mike Mogus can be found. You might know Mike Mogus for his work with Omaha native Bright Eyes, also Rilo Kiley, and so many more, and now Lightspeed Champion. This song is from his first CD. It's called Galaxy of the Lost.
I feel better now. I've seen you, but deep inside, my bones feel like timber, and I am shaken from the tension, and I will shudder.
The music of Lightspeed Champion, and the song is called Galaxy of the Lost. It took Ray Davis 43 years to put out a solo album of original music without Brother Dave and the Other Kinks. That was a CD called Other People's Lives, which came out in 2006. Now, just a year and a half later, comes solo CD 2 from one of the best songwriters of a generation. The CD's called Working Man's Cafe, and longtime fans of the Kinks and Ray won't find any surprises, but they won't be disappointed either. This is a song called Peace in Our Time.
Yeah.
Ray Davis, from his new solo CD project, produced along with another Ray, the Nashville producer Ray Kennedy, known for working with Steve Earle, Willie Nelson, Lucinda Williams, Fleetwood Mac, and so many more. The CD is called Working Man's Cafe, and it comes out on the 19th of February. If you're looking for more new music, don't forget about an All Songs Considered feature called Second Stage. Mostly unsigned emerging artists are featured every weekday on Second Stage. There's a podcast, and you can find it online at npr.org/allsongs. We also put our thoughts and read your thoughts about music at the All Songs Considered blog. What's that band you like to call your own? Or have you heard Pearls Before Swine? Or what's the best cover tune ever? Come express your musical thoughts on the All Songs Considered blog, also at our webpage, npr.org/allsongs. And now, Hot Chip. The new CD by this British electronic band comes out at the top of February. Their third CD has got some heartbreak and ballads, not just the heart-thumping beats. Give a listen to Touch Too Much for this podcast edition. We can't play the entire song. You can hear that at our website. We'll play what we can here. I'm Bob Boylan. Our live concert series picks up again in 2008 with the legendary Doc Watson. Give a listen to one of America's musical treasures live. It's really exciting. At npr.org/allsongs, we also have a live concert podcast, if you don't know about that. There are about 50 concerts available to download to your computer. You can carry them around if you wish. More shows are online. For NPR Music, along with producer Robin Hilton, it's All Songs Considered.
When you said it's a touch too much, I knew that I'd be walking home again. When you said it's a touch too much, I take a step.